Aloha Monday, 5 days to race day. Woo! And it's breakfast with Bob.
Yeah!
Aloha Monday, everybody. Welcome to Kona Town.
Kicking off our 10th anniversary of Breakfast with Bob. We are at beautiful Huggles on the Rocks. We're brought to you by Hoka One One by Polar, UCAN, VeloFix, Normatec, Active Canyon, Form Goggles, and Puman, Four Seasons Resort, Hualalai, where hopefully Heather will be with us on Sunday. Our guest, the one, the only, give it up for Heather Jackson. Wow. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me. Thank you to all of you guys for coming out this morning. First up, so
yes.
It's great to have people here.
I don't think I've ever seen the hair so short. Is this the first time? I mean, you are going military on us here.
Yeah. Full G.I. Jane style.
G.I. Jane. Is that this summer? Because when I saw that 70.3 was going to be at Nice, and I knew it was going to be ups and downs, I'm like, this is a Heather Jackson course. Was it really hard not to go there?
Yeah, it was really, really hard to pass that opportunity up, for sure. It looked incredible. That's my type of course, just with the climbs.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was more weighing out the travel benefits and kind of taking a chunk out of the block leading into this race. So it was certainly tough, but yeah, we were able to get over to Europe this summer, which was absolutely incredible. So I think we'll look again the next few seasons.
So in Europe, were you racing in Europe or more of just a training block?
I raced Ironman Spain in July.
And what did you think?
Amazing.
Yeah.
It was, I can't recommend that race enough. It was just, yeah.
So
amazing.
When I saw the bypass of Nice, I'm like, okay, Heather is totally focused. This is it. Third, fourth, and fifth over here. This is your course. You've done really, really well here. The race has changed in the last number of years. I mean, the bike has gotten really fast. When you look at it, how have you had a change?
Yeah, I think for me, the biggest thing that changed was just you have some success here. I was able to get a third, fourth, and a fifth. And then every year you think, oh, if I just did a little bit more, or I just did this differently, or if I just, yeah, I guess the tendency always more is better. And I fell into that trap last year. I trained very, very hard into it. I was very fit, but I was also pretty tired. So, and I just never came around. I also got a little bit caught up in the race dynamics last year in terms of just worrying about everyone else. Like, okay, we have some new runners in the,
yeah,
in the mix. We had Annie Howe, Sarah True, some of these fast runners. So I thought, oh, I have to get X amount of time on the bike, or, you know, just playing not my race. And so I made all the mistakes last year, but it was probably the biggest learning lesson of my career. And so I was able to fix that at Arizona 5 weeks later and just race my race.
Yes.
Learned from that. And I just feel, yeah, so much more confident coming in this year with those experiences behind me and knowing what works for me and sticking to my game plan.
And when you look back at last year's race, obviously tactics have become a big part of this, because you'd had that a few years ago with Sarah Crowley and with Kajsa Sally, where you guys are battling. Who thinks you're going to be battling the last 3-4 miles of this race? But we're seeing more and more of that because the competition is so good. Do you train differently for that? Were you adding surges in your long runs?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's, again, yeah, just coming here as fit and as ready as you can. And as ready as you can means being ready for those situations. And I had that amazing battle with Crowley a few years ago, and
yeah,
that was the first time that it happened for me. And since then, I've had a few more races like that. So every race for me is just another experience to learn from and build on. And so now I feel like, okay, I'm that much more prepared again, because I've had those. So I'm ready mentally. I think a lot of those, everyone's fit, everyone's at the, you know, peak shape here, but are you ready mentally to respond if someone... Yeah,
if you're
with someone, yeah. So.
When you were in the race and you saw what Daniela Reef did, right, and you see somebody going under 8.5 hours here, it wasn't that long ago people were trying to get under 9. Now people are going under 8.5 all of a sudden. It's mind-boggling what's happened on the woman's side. The fields are better than ever before. It's not like you can just go and say, okay, I'm going to go do Ironman Barcelona, wherever you're going to go, and you're going to be the only one there. So it's getting harder and harder just to get here.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Right?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's amazing the level of the female field here.
Yeah.
I think Daniela has set the bar the last 3, 4, 5 years. She's incredible, and it pushes everyone. I think also we have so many women of different strengths. We have a Lucy Charles and Lauren Brandon who push that swim. So
right.
Everyone looks to that level they have to get to. You have Daniela and some of the other Uber bikers, and then you have some of the crazy runners who can run. You know, you have Rini, Annie Haug, so everyone contributes to their different disciplines that may be their stronger field, and you have to be able to match all of those across. And
right.
So the field, yeah, the level of our women's field has just increased crazy.
So you've been in the sport long enough to have, yes, it's a career, right? Do you look back at some races and go, that was the best race I ever had? Is there one that sticks out? Maybe it's for a different reason. Maybe it wasn't the winning Alcatraz or winning Lake Placid or winning 4 times at Wildflower. Maybe it was a race that told you something about yourself that you didn't know.
Probably the 3 you just mentioned. Those are my 3 favorites. And
yeah,
3
yeah, right?
That stick out. I mean, yeah.
Well, Placid was, you had what, the whole family there. You played hockey there. There's that, some history way before triathlon.
Exactly, yeah. Placid will always hold. And yeah, when I think back on triathlon, I'll think of Lake Placid and probably Wildflower. Those are my 2 just favorite, most fondest memories. Those 2 races, they mean the world to me. My family's always there, friends,
right.
The atmosphere at Wildflower, the atmosphere at Placid, having played hockey there for 20 years. Those 2 will always hold probably the biggest place in my heart.
Yeah. Now, is mom still racing?
they hop into some shorter ones now, Olympics and halves.
I can relate. That's me. I'm a short guy. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Not at all.
But she still loves it.
Yeah, they love it. Yep, they've been retired now like 3 years, and they're just literally like living life. It's amazing. They've checked out all of Oregon. They've moved out where Wadi
they
and I
moved
are,
out. Oh my God!
To Bend, Oregon. They have like hiked the entire state. Basically, they're sending pictures of where they're camping, and it's really awesome to see that they're just living life right now.
the sport itself. You guys have built a business with Wadi Inc. Way beyond, and you've got a group of folks who are, you know, age groupers, and you get to see how much the sport means to them. And I'm guessing when you have your tough days, when you're out training and you're thinking about, no, I've got to go figure out how to beat Daniela Reif, I got to figure out this and this, and then you've got your camps with your age group folks, and you get to see how much the sport means to them and how passionate they are about it. How does that play for you?
I feel like I have an advantage over other competitors just having the number of people that have supported Wadi and I from the beginning. Those are our age group teams, our elite team,
right.
our Wadi and Kit squad. I mean, we have, yeah, just me as an athlete, I have all these people behind me all over the country and the world, and it means the world to us. They help build what has now become a clothing brand, but it was more just, yeah, this team of people that everyone wanted to have fun and train together and be, yeah, like
be part of a family.
Yeah, exactly. So I can't thank them enough for all the support they give me literally daily after every training session, before and after races. And it doesn't even matter how the races go. I still have this family behind me, and it's meant the world to Wadi and I.
So when you know this thing's coming up on Saturday, right? It's a race that sort of defines careers and defines the year. Do you think now, okay, I know what I'm going to feel like when I go to bed that night, or at 4 a.m. when I wake up knowing it's Ironman Day? Can you go there now? I mean, is that a feeling that you can relate to and understand that it's going to happen again?
Oh, man. I think... Yeah, you think you can, because now it's like, oh, okay, this will be my fifth Kona. I've been through this now. Yeah, this is my 5th run through of this. I have my training journals from, well, every year, but the last 4 years, and I look back like, okay, how did I feel this day? What did I do? And it's like you can't compare year to year, because it's so different in terms of, I guess, the lead-in, but then nothing changes in terms of the nerves. Like, I'm already nervous.
Right.
And you can't do anything about that. It's like, yeah, it's, you think, okay, it's coming, you've done this, it's the same thing, run through, no need to get nervous, and it doesn't matter. It's like the biggest week of the year for me, and it's, yeah, this whole week will just be okay.
Get to Friday, get to Saturday morning. I remember one time interviewing Tim DeBoom in March, and I said, what do you think about this? He says, I can get physically ill right now thinking about what I'm going to be thinking about Friday night before I try to go to sleep.
Yeah, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I couldn't sleep at all, and I was laying there, and it felt like race night. And Waddy's like, what? Go to sleep. Like, and I was like, it's race night.
I can't go to sleep.
Just like, yeah. I can draw on that anytime.
So when you go into this race, do you go and go, my goal is to win? Or do you come in and go, my goal is podium, my goal is top five? How do you define what is success for you here?
That's what I did last year. I came in with, okay, I want to go top five again, or it was a set position.
Right.
And that doesn't work. It doesn't work on the day. For me, success here is, it's this year. I want to go better for myself than I've gone here. I want to show that I've improved from the four performances I've had. And success to me will be racing my race on the day, giving everything I have, and knowing, walking away, this is what I had and I gave it all. And wherever that puts me, that's the goal.
How about a big round of applause for Heather Jackson? How special is she? Heather Jackson has been our guest. Let's bring our man in, Poncho Man.
It's Aloha Monday, big race in 5 days. And it's breakfast with Bob.
Poncho Man, bringing it in. Welcome back to Breakfast with Bob. Thanks, everybody.